I had a whole actual real episode to publish, and every time I think I'm done recording, I open the Facebook app and there's a whole new instance of Le'idlery that completely throws me. So consider this a mini episode because I'm literally just addressing yoga today. Well, yoga and collective Le'idlery that's befallen, what, like 700 palauns? All right, let's go. In 2005, Dr. Stevenson Quarte published a paper about incest in Palau. I read this paper and it has stuck with me ever since. If you've never read this paper, be sure to download it. In fact, hit me up, I'll send you a copy, because the data presented in it will haunt you. And if it doesn't haunt you, you have more problems than even I can address in this podcast. And keep in mind that mental health is one of my primary topics. Anyway, since 2005, here's how many community forums we've had to address the trauma incurred from incest, molestation, sexual assault, sexual harassment in the Palawan community. Oh, wait, there got, nothing? Oh, right, sorry, we don't talk about that kind of thing, right? Because reputation over safety and welfare. I forgot. Okay, so now it's 2019, nearly 15 years after the study was published, and we haven't addressed these topics, okay? Cool. Do the youth at least have something in their schools to help them cope with the trauma? Things that are proven to help people heal from trauma, not distract from trauma, but like heal. And no, I don't mean sports, because I've had this talk about sports as a distraction from trauma. This is not what I mean. Oh wait, there's yoga in schools in Palau? That's amazing. This is brilliant. This is wonderful. This is quite possibly one of the best things I have heard in ages. Why? All right, let's go over it. In a January 2016 article in the Harvard, yeah, that Harvard, health blog, they actually discussed the positive effects of yoga on children. Yoga and mindfulness have been shown to improve both physical and mental health in school-aged children. So that's kids like ages 6 to 12. Yoga improves balance, strength, endurance, and aerobic capacity in kids. Yoga and mindfulness offer psychological benefits for children as well. A growing body of research has already shown that yoga can improve focus, memory, self-esteem, academic performance, and classroom behavior, as well as reducing anxiety and stress in children. And don't say that kids don't suffer from anxiety and stress. I defy you to find a Palawan kid who's never felt stress or anxiety being a Palawan kid. Now, in a study published in spring 2008, it was an issue of Pediatric Physical Therapy Journal, yoga was shown to have a positive impact on the motor performance in children. Similar studies showed that yoga increases working efficiency and overall ability to concentrate and focus because yoga fosters relaxation and breathing in an active way that enables children to channel their energy into goal-driven tasks. I'm over the moon thrilled to hear that Palawan students are being exposed to yoga, because yoga and mindfulness and meditation all go hand in hand. And for a nation battling NCDs on the physical health front and all kinds of issues resulting in substance abuse, danger-seeking behavior, self-harm, suicidal ideation on the mental health front, this is a blessing, especially when the community isn't actively seeking out ways to address these issues effectively. Oh, but wait, what? 700 people have signed a petition to remove yoga because why? We are unwilling to subject our children to practices that have potential negative spiritual ramifications. Look here. You are binge-drinking, adulterous, two-faced, money-hungry, me before the community, my reputation before my child's welfare, ass mentality has a far greater negative spiritual, emotional, and mental impact on the youth of Palau than yoga and mindfulness ever will. So don't at me, don't message me privately. If you really want to argue this point, don't come at me without facts, data, evidence, period. That said, here's hoping you get around to some actual petitions that are impactful and stand to improve the quality of life for the people of Palau, because this ain't it, fam.